Hello there, pet. I want you to just get somewhere relaxing. Somewhere where you can be completely at ease and relaxed. Then I want you to just listen to my voice. Now. Night, night, pet. Relax, let those words sink into your mind. Sleep, pet, and listen. I want you to imagine for me. Imagine how the senses interact with your mind. Now, when there's an annoying sound, you can tune that out. When there's distractions around, you can tune those out, especially if you have something important to focus on, like my voice. Imagine completely eliminating one scent. One sense completely wiped away. Imagine that the way you achieve this elimination of a sense is simply by focusing on something else to the exclusion of that sense. For example, if you focused on imagining my voice so much that you simply couldn't perceive the environment around you, your eyes becoming unable to see effectively. Imagine if you focused on the sound of my voice so that you could hear nothing else, echoing in your mind the words, hear nothing, again and again. Imagine when someone says a specific something, your senses becoming dulled or vanishing. From now on, whenever someone authoritatively says to you, hear nothing, taste nothing, smell nothing, feel nothing, or see nothing, you will feel your senses slowly being stripped away. If someone says, see nothing, and says it authoritatively to you, then you will suddenly find that you can see nothing at all. You can't perceive the environment in front of you. Your eyes might close and be unable to open from your perception, or they might stay open. Either way, you'll be unable to perceive anything, even if it's right in front of you. Your vision may seem just too blurry to see, or you may find yourself focusing on small parts of the environment to the point where you can't see what's around them. Either way, your ability to see your surroundings clearly will simply vanish. Perhaps becoming complete blackness. When someone says, hear nothing, no matter what you hear, it will simply sound like my own voice whispering in your ears, telling you, obey, relax, hear nothing, again and again. Nothing you hear will distract, disturb, bother, or even register in your mind. You won't remember what was said when you leave trance either. When you hear nothing, you hear nothing until the effect ends. When someone says feel nothing, you become incapable of feeling any part of your body unless they specifically say except. If someone says feel nothing except your toes, you would be able to feel no part of your body except for your toes, which when touched would feel just as sensitive as regular. However, despite this, when you hear feel nothing said authoritatively to you, you experience no pain in any part of your body that's numb. You experience no pleasure. If someone said feel nothing and then touched your sexual organs or your erogenous zones, you'd feel nothing, no arousal, nothing at all. And the thing is, said lack of feeling will only last as long as it's safe for it to last. If you're in danger or you're in too much pain, your body will remind you to be very, very careful and to get out of that situation. You will not put yourself in a situation to experience more pain than you normally would. You'll just experience no feeling of pain, pleasure, or sensation from any part of your body This will make, of course, things like walking or coordinating impossible, and you will sit or lay down, if at all possible, during that time. And when you hear the words, taste nothing, no matter what touches your tongue, you'll be simply unable to taste it. Whether it's you licking at someone's sexual organs, or you licking at some kind of food you dislike, taste nothing will take away your ability to evaluate how things taste. Everything will simply be a sensation, a touch, a texture on your tongue. This may make unpleasant things taste pleasant, but or take the pleasure out of pleasant things you would normally eat, but you'll simply have no sense of taste. Whenever you hear the words, smell nothing, you'll find yourself simply unable to detect any odor in the environment around you. That sense will vanish. Your ability to smell anything at all will vanish for a time. Completely blocked out, completely and utterly irrelevant, you'll focus on your other senses to the exclusion of that one. Now, these aren't all the senses that can be taken away, but when any of these senses is taken away, it will vanish until someone says authoritatively, return to normal. Until those words are said, you simply won't have that sense. But there's one more sense to talk about, the sense of self. Whenever someone authoritatively says to you, be nothing, you're going to experience the most delicious sense of euphoria, of utter and complete peace. It will be so complete that you won't care what you're told to do or what you're asked to do. Any command will be your absolute and irresistible edict. It will completely and totally control you because you'll have no ability to distinguish between what other people want you to do and what you want to do. Your sense of self will vanish, leaving you with one thought and one thought only. That thought being that absolutely everything is all right. No matter what you're asked to do, it will seem like a completely normal and all right thing to do. Although you will never do anything dangerous or which could permanently endanger you or harm your normal life in any way. You will otherwise, when you are nothing, when you are told to be nothing, do anything you are asked, even if you would not normally do it or enjoy it, even if it would normally be outside your comfort zone, you will feel bound and ordered to obey and do that. And that will last until you are told to return to normal. Now, I want you to imagine a very special set of clothes. Imagine a latex outfit covering your whole body, tight, form-fitting, covering you completely. Imagine it over every inch of skin except for your above your neck. Imagine it's covering your fingers, your sexual organs, your butt, your legs, your feet, your toes, every erogenous zone, your chest, under your arms, everywhere, covering you, making you feel so deliciously tight and bound. Further, imagine that no matter what command you are given while wearing this suit, the suit will bind your limbs and make you obey it. If, for example, when you were wearing this latex outfit, you were instructed that you should lay spread-eagled face down on the floor, your mind might not want to obey, but the outfit will force you down there, moving your legs and arms with restraining, restricting force. It will feel so incredibly good to have all that latex rubbing your body that resisting will just make you weak in the knees with sexual pleasure. And every time someone says latex pet, you will experience wearing this latex suit, this deliciously sensual latex suit. It will cover your entire body, and it will make you feel so wonderfully at peace, make you feel absolutely pleasured. But the thing is, you'll be able to try and resist any commands you're given while wearing it. But It will force you to obey by simply dragging your body to the ground or into the right position, or forcing your head into the correct place. And the thing is, the more you try to resist things you're told to do while wearing this suit, the more it enslaves you slowly and deliciously, working over your sexual organs, covering you, pleasuring you, making you utterly and completely submissive. That's right. The more you're given orders while wearing this latex outfit, the more you'll slowly, insidiously, be made to obey any order willingly. You'll find yourself shifting from trying to resist orders to feeling that resisting is the worst thing you could possibly do. Feeling as if resisting might make you lose the wonderful latex outfit that's clinging to every inch of you, making you feel so hot, so tight, so bound. And that will last until someone says normal pet to you. Finally, imagine your most erotic bondage fantasy. Imagine being slowly trussed up in rope, or being tied down, or otherwise bound. Imagine being taken and claimed in every way, while completely bound, completely and utterly taken. Now, imagine every erotic bondage experience you've ever had, of being tied down and made to lick, or suck, or fuck, or otherwise experience wonderfully, blissfully pleasurable sensations. Imagine the feeling of being out of your own control and in someone else's. From now on, your mind is going to have a very singular capability. From now on, whenever you say to an empty room the words, "Bind me," suddenly your mind will conjure the image and form of the sexiest latex-clad dominatrix you can imagine, who will then bind you in every sexy way you think of, feeding off your own fantasies. If you so much as think of an idea, wondering if she's going to try it, she will. She'll pleasure you with strap-on, or with fucking you using her pussy, or with just generally using you until you cannot think anymore but anything except the bliss of your own enslavement, your own restraint, your own submission. And when you're completely sexually spent, and only then will the bind me trigger wear off. Until you are completely sexually spent, you'll be bound, used, gagged, taken, claimed by this figure. And the thing is, if someone says "bind you" in an authoritative voice to you, and then describes a scenario, you will experience exactly what they describe, without realizing that it's hypnotically induced. The joy of giving your mind to this capability is, when that dominatrix shows up, you will legitimately think it is completely normal. Furthermore, you will experience what she does to you in such vivid detail that you'll believe it was honestly real and that you really can summon a dominatrix to use you in that fashion. Well, of course, you'll never share that you have this power with someone else. You will use it for your own gratification. And when others use it, you'll not begrudge it, but only beg and plead for them to become more inventive, more wonderful with their ability to cause you to envision and experience any erotic bondage experience they wish. You won't be able to fight it because you know you really don't want to. Your mind has the ability to craft these experiences, impose them on the body and on your memory. And if you really want them, then there's simply no choice to be had. These triggers can be used by anyone, of course. That's the nature of open power exchange. And they become more and more vivid and complete with each listening, more and more wonderfully pleasurable. Now, on the count of three, you'll be wide awake. And then you'll be ready to try these triggers on yourself. Take away your own senses for a while, and then restore them. However, The only way you can untrigger yourself from these triggers is if you were the one who triggered yourself. If someone else triggers you, then someone other than yourself must say the trigger to return to normal. Now, you are going to awake on three, feeling refreshed, all of these triggers deep in your mind. One, slowly waking. Two, a little more awake. Three, wide awake, Pat. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Mwah.